from lustful killer bees from Mars, which I'll grant you is almost entirely fictional. And so, to begin at the beginning, I was born in 1806, the first child of Thomas and Agnes Bin, conceived the year before in celebration of the victory at Trafalgar.
Well, my dear Agnes, the servants are abed, the British Navy rules the waves, and England expects every man to do his duty this day.
And what might your duty be, Thomas?
I propose to give you a swift broadside amidships.
Do you mean sexual congress? Oh, if we must. Ow!
Do I hurt you, my dear?
Your three-cornered hat is poking me in the eye.
I'm told my birth was easy.
Splendidly played, my love. Incidentally, you seem to have dropped something.
My father's family name being Bin, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Flip-Top Bin. Which soon became shortened to Ip, and then stretched again to Pip. In rapid succession, I was joined by two sisters, Pippa and Poppy.
And now we have the three children we desire. Perhaps we might cease the intercourse?
Of course, my dear. I shall take up cold showers and botany.
We lived in a large house, and its rooms and corridors brimmed over with laughter and happiness.
That was marvellous. But enough of this room. Now let us laugh and be happy in a corridor. Here we are.
The only cloud on my sunlit horizon was the absence of my father, who spent long periods away on business in the recently discovered North Indies. But whenever he returned, his cases full of gifts, our joy was unrestrained.
Children, great news! Your father is home and he is waiting for you in the front row.
Hurrah! Papa! Oh, children, how good it is to see you. Pip, Papa, Pippa.
Papa.
Poppy.
Papa.
Oh, Pip and Poppy.
Papa.
Poppy and Pippa.
Papa.
Pip and Pippa.
Papa.
My Pip, Pippa and Poppy.
Papa. Papa.
Presents. I bring presents for my Pip, Pippa and Poppy.
Oh, Papa.
A puppy, a puppy.
A puppy, Papa.
A puppy, Poppy. For Pip, a pipe.
A pipe, Papa.
A pipe, Pip. And for Pippa, an anvil.
Oh.
We never lacked for anything. While other families struggled for the most basic amenities, we bathed in jam.
What's that, Pip?
Strawberry, my favorite.
We slept in goose down beds so luxurious the down was still attached to the geese.
Well, I'm all toasty warm.
It's all right for you. My mattress is just my grated self for winter.
When my father was home, we received many distinguished visitors. There were my father's two business partners, Mr. Parsimonious.
Bah, humbug.
Who was, ironically, incredibly generous.
For you, young Pip, and toffees for Poppy and Pippa. Money. Who wants some money? Have a sixpence, Pip. Now, dash it, have a five guineas. And gin. All must have gin. Now, who wants this miniature horse?
And Mr. Gently Benevolent.
Ah, young Pip.
Who was, ironically, a complete bastard.
Get out of my way, or find yourself horsewhipped.
Yes, Mr. Benevolent.
There was also my father's lawyer, a man so distinguished that his name took fully 20 minutes to say.
Why, Mr. Wickham Post Forbiton, Fenugreek, Chesapeake, Twizzletown, Montmorency, Aurelius Park, Warden, Chesapeake. Beachworthy Fenelham Jones, how nice it is to see you.
The pleasure is all mine, Mrs. Bin. And how are you, young Pip?
I am well, thank you, Mr. Wickham, Post Forbiton, Fenugreek, Chesapeake, Twistleton, Montmorency, Aurelius Park, Gordon, Justice.
As a lawyer, he charged by the hour. So his name was his greatest asset. But my father could afford it. He was rich, we were happy, and it seemed it would continue forever. How wrong I was.
That anvil Father gave you has proved most useful. Yes, I do so enjoy my metal work.
I see you have made a tiny horseshoe.
No, I have made a regular-sized dog shoe for Poppy's puppy. Thanks to you and your anvil, one day all the creatures of the world will be properly